I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. On the break, we're listening to Bagdaddio's, a triple play, Love to the Highest Bidder, I Just Want to Go to Sleep, and Everyone Breaks the Rules. So I guess we shall do a little scamming stuff, shall we?
Yes.
Surely.
Shall we do a little, what do I want here? That's not what I want. Where is it? Here we go, that's what I want. I want to do a little scamming scammers up front. That's what we do. So we're going to reverse it so Joe can stay awake. The things we do for our pal. Not that the other stuff isn't worthy, but Joe gets very excited when we deal with Ann Jackson.
Yes.
He has a thing for her. He has a crush on her. All right, here we go. A little scamming scammers.
Always and forever.
All right, that's enough of that. So, we're going to start with Mickey Wynn and my anti-scammer friend. Mickey Wynn is, of course, the brother of Mavis Mills, who is, of course, the ex-girlfriend of Joe Curry / Dick Eldorado.
Yes.
So, we will see how her brother is at the old scamming game. It's our first, I said it before, spring, not offshoot.
It's the
spinoff.
Spinoff, yes. Spinoff. It's the first spinoff from the Belinda saga.
I know. It's great.
You excited, Joe?
Yes.
I mean, I know you're dead, but...
Wait, what? I've been sitting next to a cadaver?
Mm.
You look damn good.
Boy, you set me up for that, boy. Stupid's licking his chops at that.
No need. Mm. All right. So this is May 25th, the day after... It ended between me and Belinda.
Oh, the day after.
May 25th, 2013. Mickey says, hey, how you doing? She says, hello, I'm fine, how are you? He says, he goes, do you want to Skype? He wants to get her on Skype.
Oh.
Not video. You could just chat on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Like an instant messaging thing. She doesn't have Skype. He says, thought you married. So how are you? Spelling stinks. She goes, no, I'm divorced.
Oh.
Mm.
Which is true, by the way.
Okay.
She's not married. She is divorced.
Does she have a name or even a code name we can assign to her?
You know what? She was in our chat room. I don't remember her code name. But she's been in our chat.
Have we just give her a name like Sue something?
Sure. Call her Sue something.
All right.
Just remind me that every time.
All right.
So Mickey's like, oh, where do you live? And Sue's like, I live in the east of England in a place called, well, it doesn't matter about the city, but she tells the city.
Okay.
He goes, cool. What do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all general talk, but, we know that this kid's probably...
but we need to set up the relationship.
No, but I'm saying, you know, what do you do? Are you divorced? Prime the pump.
Tom says, this is the Ropers of the Belinda saga.
Funny, Tom. She asks, where do you live? And she says, I'm a counselor. And this is true. She counsels anti-scam victims. He says, Ghana. Right off the bat.
Wow.
Right off the bat.
That's kind of surprising because they usually try to fakey that they're from someplace else.
Well, Mickey's got a different type of game, boys and girls.
Okay. Bring it.
She goes, nice. My friend just got back from Ghana. Mickey says, tell me more about you. Which is something scammers always do. It's always, oh, tell me about yourself.
Oh, look, yeah.
So I can craft my story accordingly.
Nice.
Am I taking care of a young girl or a young boy?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I've been married and have three grown kids. I live alone, though. She goes, he goes, what do you do for a living? Again.
She just said.
She's a counselor, stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but she didn't say, she said that again, but she left the stupid. To be stupid understood.
Stupid understood. That's part of grammar.
Sure. Mickey says, you look pretty. She goes, it's a bit like a psychiatrist. And then, oh, thanks.
Wait a minute. Now, how...
Picture Facebook.
Thank you.
Facebook profile. Found on Facebook.
Okay.
Now, I've... I think I had found out who Mavis's brother was.
Right.
And I think I guided her there.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he asked, do you have Yahoo Messenger? He wants to get her off Facebook for whatever reason.
Huh.
She goes, yes.
A lot of them do that.
Yeah. Yep. She goes, don't you like chatting here? He goes, let's talk on there if you don't mind. So then she gives her email address. Or I guess it would be her Yahoo profile. Yahoo okay. message.
Okay.
She gives her Yahoo email address, which would be her Yahoo profile.
Right.
So you could find it that way. And then he goes, hello, are you there? And she goes, yes, I'm here. I'm just replying to messages. I thought your network had gone down. She laughs. She goes, are you online? Mickey goes, are you online on Yahoo now? She goes, yep. And then Mickey says, I just requested you. Did you see it? Sue goes, okay. And that is it for May 25th.
Whoa.
So that is how. Now, they talk a little bit earlier. They talk a couple days. You know, we talked about in the beginning of May that we did this very briefly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Okay. So now let's just see. So far, he's just asked her twice what she does for a living. So he's a really good listener.
Marital status.
Well, now I'm interested because it's like
said she's pretty.
Yeah.
Sweet talking. Now he's much younger than her. This guy's in his teens. This guy's in his late teens.
She's got grown kids and he's in his teens.
Yes. Yeah, late teens.
Do we think in real life he's in his teens? Or?
I'm going by the picture.
Okay.
And remember Mavis went apeshit. When she thought I was accusing Mickey of, like, stealing from me.
Yeah, so she's protective, so he must be young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
Okay, so this is interesting.
There's our first little taste.
There you go.
Oh, that was a short little
taste.
Well,
we got a lot of Ann Jackson to do.
Okay.
And we're not going to get through it all.
We're going to do a lot of Ann Jackson.
So, with that being said, how many Mr. Davins, Joe?
I'm going 15.
Whoa!
15 Mr. Davins!
Wow.
Now remember, Joe, just because there's a lot of content doesn't mean there's a lot of Mr. Davins.
Wasn't that much time last week, and we went through a pile of them.
Yeah,
you can't
did.
Really go through enough Mr. Davins, can
no.
you, Joe?
You just can't have enough Mr. Davins, ever.
I agree, Pip. What do you say?
I'm going to say 10.
10 Mr. Davins. Anybody else want to guess, or shall I go on?
Well, go on, and I'll catch them if they happen.
All right. I will do that.
Lisa right. said they all want to get you off Facebook and onto Yahoo.
Why? I think Yahoo deletes profiles. Facebook deletes profiles.
And Yahoo does.
So if he's using it to constantly friend request people, which I don't know if he is, the profile could get deleted.
I get a lot of Facebook requests from these things. I saw you, I know, how are you and stuff like that. And by the time I go to sink my hooks in,
they're gone. I got one of them today. Yeah. And I saw she was friends with like at least one anti-scammer, only two friends. Like a young Indian-looking girl who was in college. I said, oh, do I know you? You know, because normally I accept everybody, but, it's my real profile. I'm trying to be a little bit smarter about things.
Right.
And she responded, and then she was kicked off Facebook.
damn.
Funny.
Yeah, they're not playing that right.
And she, apologized, if she angered me or anything. I would have been like, no, you're fine. But she was...
And stay out.
So Lisa says 12, Mr. Davins.
12, Mr. Davins.
And Tom says 6, Mr. Davins.
Tom's going low tonight. All right. A little Scambusters music.
Busters!
That's enough of that. Got a lot of show to do. A little bit of time. All right, now this is March 11. Now, remember the last time we talked to Ann Jackson, March 11, 2014? On March 10th, she had just told the FBI, her the real FBI, about her fake FBI scammers who she thought were real FBI. That was a big thing. And she also felt that they were reading her messages. Remember that she felt that they had hacked her or something because they knew what she was doing. Remember that?
Yeah, she's.
She warned me to be careful.
She's feeling paranoid.
Yes. So this is March 11th. I ask her, "Why do you feel they're reading your private messages? If you feel that way, why are you using the same email address you've been using with the same computer?"
Yeah, really, that's not so smart.
Now remember, we talked about USB Bank, which is a real bank. Perhaps USB Bank will be able to do something since some of the money has been funneled to England. It's a long shot, though. To me, it seems the threats were meant to keep you in line and stick to their plan for you. Remember, they constantly threaten her. They knew I was helping you work through all of this because you CC'd them on the conversations. They never contacted me because they knew I knew it was all lies and they could not come up with answers for me to cover their lies. I think they leave you alone now because slowly you are beginning to realize what they were. They have gotten money out of you. They do not believe you will give them more money. They do not believe you will send them more victims like you had in the past under the guise of matchmaking for lonely soldiers. They will most likely move on to the next victim, but after this all gets exposed, they will have to make some changes to their plan. It is hard to say about Begin and the victim. Remember, she was complaining about Begin, who's the anti-scammer. Mm-hmm. Begin Steele Begin Steele. And the victim who came on our show when this all started.
Okay.
We found out about this.
Yeah.
My first guess is that you mentioned them to more of these people. That was how you did things through most of our conversations. I mean, for all I know, you are now forwarding them our conversations instead of CCing them. I can't be sure. The victim did talk to Parker Green, so I'm sure Green told Brown Cotton everything as they do work together. Brown and Green could even be the same person as nobody has seen either on camera that I'm aware of. Victim did cut ties once Green asked for money. My guess is that they filled your head with terrible things about her, including that she's a hacker, to make sure you did not continue with her and start questioning them and what they were doing. In that case, they were very successful. I know the victim and can tell you she is not what you accuse her of being. Now, remember, part of the scammer thing is to isolate.
Yeah.
So now some people are starting to raise some red flags about these scammers to Ann Jackson. And the scammer's like, all right, we need to isolate Ann Jackson and fill things in her head. And that usually works with Ann.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a typical scammer tack. I go on. As for Begin Steele, he's progressive in his he's aggressive in pursuits of those who he deems to be scammers. He is public, so it is possible they have seen his writings about you. My own opinion has changed on you several times throughout the past months. I think when this is all done, people will have more information and can form their own opinion on you and your situation. As I've said, the interview would help you, but you do not seem interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really don't understand. Although she is pretty paranoid at this point. I don't understand why, if she's taken you into her confidence at so much at this point, why she won't do an interview with you, which you would think she would want to do to clear her name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems odd she wouldn't do that. She should really get the facts out there. But I think maybe there's some doubt in her mind in what she's doing.
Oh,
you think she finally doubts herself?
Maybe it would seem that way. Maybe she's because she's so into this mm-hmm. and chasing out every detail. Maybe
yeah.
she's questioning her own motives.
Okay,
where to go and have an interview in a professional capacity? She may be thinking twice.
No,
about
we
that.
Were trying to interview her, Joe.
Oh well, then she's definitely not doing it.
Well, just in a professional capacity. I'm just,
yeah, I know. I'm end. Glad you cleared that up.
We're not Anderson Cooper over here. Nobody's hurling a brick at us while we're on the air. At least not that
wow.
I know of.
Wow.
Yeah, like a CNN reporter got hit in the head.
Jesus.
While she was on the air.
Yeah, they're just dinging off the outside of your house.
Yeah. So she responds. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
Those are my questions, because I do not talk about Begin and victim a lot. Here is the truth about Brown Cotton. Told me when victim tried to hunt him. Brown Cotton told me the man is from UK. Talking about Begin. I was shocked! How could he know it? I got my hand going and everything.
I
even do not know who they are. I still have some questions in my mind. Even they are real. They are mafias. This is why you can expose them. I am asking the bank to seize the funds because I know one thing. They're using me. And Miller wants these fucking funds. He want to use me. Don't you see it? It is fact. In fact, scam because they use me to get the funds. That is fucking criminal case. They deserve the punishment.
The punishment, TM.
That's it. I respond. Oh, Joe.
Why doesn't she see they're not real?
No.
Well, then we wouldn't have a bit now, would we?
Well, on that, just,
everybody wants to help the show, Joe.
It just amazes me.
I go, do you realize how far I go? Do you realize how far you've come in your evaluation of these people? I do not think you fully grasp what you are involved with, but I do think you're starting to think clearly about these things. I think you are growing stronger, and these people will have a hard time manipulating you in the future. That is a very good thing, Anne.
Yeah.
I think I've imparted some. Doubt in her head, at least.
Yeah, she's at least... maybe it's clicking in.
So then she sends me an email that she sent to FBITips3@leo.gov. This is official.
Okay.
So she forwarded this to me. To FBI. This is to the FBI she's writing. To FBI, I hope you can investigate the truth. IC3 Brown Cotton told me that the victims can get funds back as long as the victims open the case files. Well, that sounds legitimate.
Yeah.
Although I don't know about a promise of funds.
Oh, who told her?
Here are the true cases happening to the victims after Brown Cotton told me. One victim paid $2,500 to open the case file. $2,500 to open a case.
Oh, my God.
After this, Brown Cotton asked the victim to pay for the fees for the funds transfer. Here is the point. The anti-scam hunters say it is scam, advance fee fraud. Now IC3 Brown Cotton does not take any responsibility. Does it help the victims? No, he destroys the victim. Because he's a scammer. Not only him, but also so-called Interpol Eric Bohr asked the victims to pay for the fees to open the case files. The truth. The victims do not get any funds back because Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr will ask the victims to pay for another fee, so-called funds transfer. They asked the victims to pay for the fees to IC3, Brown, and Interpol agent so-called David Moore.
Okay, well, she's laying it all out. She's telling all
the names.
Sounds
good.
So far, it's like, oh, good, she's finally going to an official source and asking questions and naming names.
Sure. This is the address. Address number 22, O'Dunn Street, Accra, Ghana, 21 Awushi Road, Accra, Ghana.
Oh, boy.
And another banker, UBA GA Group. I think it's United Bank Bank Agency Association Ghana Group. I don't know. Name, Prosper Joshua. That's probably his real name. No, I think these are real names.
Yes.
Address plot number 75, Ring Road, Central, Accra, Ghana.
Oh, Accra, huh?
Brown Cotton must, but this is the first time we're getting this stuff.
Yeah.
Brown Cotton must take responsibility to explain the whole procedure before he asks the victims to open the case files due to the legal procedures. He does not, and this is why it will cause problems, which the people think it is a scam. So, but Brown just needs to be a little bit, he needs to be a little bit more professional.
If he's only a little bit more clear in his instructions.
Yeah. Just lay out how many fees you're going to pay ahead of time.
Yeah, just give me, like, all right, first you're going to pay this to open the file. Then you're going to pay the funds transfer fee. Then we're going to come up with a name for another fee. Oh, I mean, then you're going to pay this.
You know
this.
What it is? Brown Cotton just needs to be called into HQ to be retaught.
The procedure is the book.
He's just not really great on the communications front. That's what, all?
All this is. Or it is real scam, and IC3 and Brown Cotton is a fake. Please investigate the truth.
And Lisa says, and after the FBI gets up off the floor from laughing.
Actually, that was pretty cogent. That was fine. I mean, you know, if you're the FBI, there's nothing crazy about that.
No.
She even raises the possibility
it could be,
which is refreshing.
No, she sounds less tinfoil hat than usual.
Yeah, so, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I respond. This is the first time you've shown me a Ghanaian address. Was some of the money going there? I believe the money was being laundered in England. I believe the group has people in England and Ghana, which is common, by the way. I have seen no indication as of yet that there are any ties to the USA. Did you ever send money to the USA? She responds, Mr. Davin!
Number two!
I will call FBI head office this weekend. I am too busy with my jobs. I have four jobs.
Oh yeah, you got to pay all these fees.
Sure. Mr. Davin! I just feel it. My instinct. Why does Brown Cotton know about Begin? I do not have his mail address at all. Why? Why does he know about victim a lot? Why? I have no her mail address at all. Me. I go, I meant you have told them about these people.
That's how they know.
She goes, Mr. Davin!
Four. She's very excitable.
God damn it. Good.
There is one thing I found from Brown Cotton when he came online chatting with me and asking me to use webcam, but I refused him for some reasons. That's interesting.
So Brown Cotton wanted a real-time chat, and she said no?
Yeah. I mean, now it could have been one of those fake chats they do, but it's interesting.
But it is interesting why she would, you know, refuse that just to try to see, put a face, you know, even though it could be fake.
Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't know it was fake.
If she thought she was talking to the FBI, why wouldn't you get on?
Yeah. Well, here's her reasoning.
Okay.
My students were studying with me at that time. I found he does not know about the funds transfer because I did the international trade. I know how the central banks work here in Asia. Even it is international trade, the bank's transactions are very important. The banker who was in a very important position told me how the banks work on it. The banks will ask the government to release the funds to the beneficiary, so-called makers who get LC from their customers. I don't know what LC is.
I don't know what that is.
The banks will offer the documents to the government. For the first deal, you have to pay for the fees in advance. If the banks have no connection with the banks abroad, the beneficiary must pay for the fees in advance. Otherwise, the bank will not release the funds to the customers. When the funds is being transferred to the beneficiary, the banks will inform the bank and tax bureau due to income tax. This is why the funds will be held if the beneficiary does not pay for the tax clearances, and will be involved in money laundering. Most of the makers, so-called manufacturers, already register the legal process, and this is why they can get money and the transfer fees can be deducted from the funds. Usually we cannot deduct the transfer fees from the funds. This is why the senders always pay for the funds transfer in advance. Truly speaking, the anti-scam hunters do not know the truth at all. This is why I do not believe in their research in some ways. Brown Cotton is an idiot because he maybe wanted to help the victims, but he made a lot of mistakes. He should understand the whole procedures and explain the truth to the victim. This is what I think. I agree. Many scam hunters do not know all the banking laws.
Yeah.
And many of the scammers are not going to sit there and explain them.
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, I just want to. No, you got to pay this.
I go, I certainly do not. I do believe the good ones can recognize a scam when they see one.
You stink, lady. Stupid.
Yeah. Hint, hint.
I believe Brown Cotton is a scammer in Ghana. I have seen no proof that he's in the FBI other than a photo ID, which is very easy to falsify.
And this is her?
This is me to her.
Okay, okay, okay.
No, no, no. That would have been like a big meh, I know, she saw the truth.
Mr. Javin.
Number five.
I just collect the info from Interpol and Sao Francois. I do not have the contact from those banks. Secondly, those banks are from the UN, and idiot Melvin. I just know one bank from Australia. The bank from Australia sent me mail, but I never replied to the bank. I never send money to the bank in Australia. I just want to expose the whole banks to attack idiot Melvin Santos. They must take responsibility because they take money from the victims.
They're not going to take responsibility. Do you know why? Because they're scammers.
I say.
Yes.
I would contact the banks directly and notify them of this. I think there's a good chance they have no idea what's going on.
Right.
You know, if you think, why wouldn't you call the bank?
Why wouldn't you? But we have asked those kinds of questions. Like, here's a rational response to this problem. Why wouldn't you do that then? We've asked that so many times, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, rational? That's where we went
wrong. Maybe to call the bank is to get an answer you don't want to hear.
Yeah, that's true too, Joe. Good point.
And as a rational thinking person at the moment, that's like, what, if you're thinking irrational and don't want to face the truth, it's a damn good answer.
I like how you qualified it and said, as a rational thinking person at the moment.
I like that too. Yeah. I realize he's got a week of drinking ahead of him. We might not want to take his analysis.
I'm thinking rationally just at this moment. Bear with me.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, six. There you go, Tom. There's your six.
No, I do not, because I do not know about them a lot. This is why I was shocked. I contacted Begin from Facebook before. How? I do not have their mail address. I go, victim spoke to Green. Green filled the syndicate in on their conversations. They told you what they wanted you to think.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Seven?
Oh, bye-bye, Tom. It's been a bad night for Trucker Tom.
Yeah.
Brown Cotton is not in Ghana. He is in UK. David Moore is in Ghana. Mr. Javin!
Wow.
Please check the full headers I gave you. I found his real IP before, his IP address.
Yeah.
I really do not know what to say. I just try to collect them all and then expose them if they do not contact you. They told me they want to help the victims, but they are hiding, and they do not reply to you. Why? What are they afraid of? They must offer the real info to the victims around the world.
Wow.
Because the men
are not real.
Me. They're not afraid. They just know I see them for the criminals that they are.
Yes. Yes.
There's really no point in talking to me.
No.
You know, it's
no.
Not
yeah. No, because it's not going to go well.
Mr. Javin!
Wow, that's nine.
God damn it.
This is the bank in Australia, and I exposed it before. If you Google it, it is real. This one is 100% for sure from idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh, boy.
And she sends us the European Union Tax Force of Held Funds. Gives a telephone number, 18 Arcana Street, Yarralumla, ACT, 2600 Australia. Attention, Anne Jackson. But they use her real name.
Okay.
Our reason of sending you this message is to alert you of your funds been held here in Australia. You're required to contact us in the next 48 hours so that we can verify the funds and then release it to you by Western Union money transfer.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Did you misspeak, or did they say your funds been held here?
Your funds been held here in Australia.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
And we're a bank, but we suggest Western Union.
Yeah, and we're a bank, but we don't use proper English grammar.
Yeah.
We're only Australian.
This transfer will be made bit by bit.
Oh, of course, we always like to piecemeal it out because we're a bank and we don't understand electronic funds transfer.
That's right. And every bit's going to cost you.
So you have to know that the EU tax fees will be paid, and it is the only fees you have to send to Australia because, you know, other countries get their cut.
Hold it. Stop.
Yeah.
The EU funds?
EU tax fees.
Now, where is this money being transferred? From what country to what country?
I've lost track, but she's in Japan.
She's in Japan. So
the money's in Australia. It might have come from England.
But EU, wouldn't that be like Euros? EU, European Union?
The European Union.
But it might be that it was, I think it was in Europe. It was in England at one time.
Okay, so we're pretending that it has to go through Europe.
The money is constantly moving around.
All right, because I'm thinking it's like it would be the Australian dollar, not the euro, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this in a way that you can understand, Joe. Sometimes money is very hard to hold on to, and that seems to be the case here. It's hard to get a grasp of this money.
I guess where they're moving, I mean, thinking technically, why would it be, if it's going to be transferred from an Australian bank to Japan, the transfer would be Australian dollars to yen.
Yeah.
Where would the euro be in any of it? Because when it was transferred in from where, if it was from Europe, it would have been a transfer from the euro to the Australian dollar.
Well, they don't have that. So they're getting sloppy. They don't have that letter, Jeff.
But what I'm saying is, on the scammer's end, it's getting sloppy because if you're on
really,
your
game, because they've been so top-notch up until now.
But what I'm saying is this, but I'm saying,
who are they dealing with?
I understand.
You know the type of fun we'd be having with these assholes.
I understand. Understand that, but it just seems that, you know, like from the Australian dollar, the Japanese yen, it's gonna be a euro.
That's what I thought too.
That's what you're focusing on, but you're letting the bit by bit slide.
But I don't.
No, I'm not. Because bit by bit, it's like bit by bit. And by the way, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this in euros?
But he didn't say they were paying in euros. He was saying EU fees,
tax fees.
So not in euros, but European Union
Let's go back to that. Australia to Japan. Australia is not part. Yeah, but it's not a part of Europe.
But the money might be in England.
Right. Okay. That's we're almost helping them come up with the bullshit now.
Somebody has to write this shit.
But it should be all right. But the thing you're right. But it should be, as an expert, it should be questions that she's asking.
Right. Right.
Well, I think the expert bus has left a while ago.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone, Norton. It's gone. And ain't coming back either.
That bus is sitting in the garage going, boy, that was a long trip. Too bad I didn't have a passenger.
So these will be the only fees she has to send to Australia before your funds will be transferred through Western Union each and every day.
Western Union. Each and every day. A dollar at a time.
Each and every day. Each and every day.
The fees for the Western Union.
Here we go.
It goes on. The fees for the Western Union and EU is 2,500 euros.
Of course it is. Euros. Okay, there you go.
Your funds have been estimated at 800,000 euros.
Damn it. Stop. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get through this.
I know. I'm sorry, but I need to understand something. Oh, here we go. Now, the gentleman that's writing this letter, where is he? Where is this the bank?
This is a bank in Australia.
It's a bank in Australia. Okay. I don't understand the whole thing with the euros. It's not, you know, euros. It should be the Australian dollar to the yen, and if they're gonna, so it just amazes me how much they feel that they could drag her along, where they could blatantly tell her, well, let's go from an Australian bank to Australian bank to the yen in Japan, but it's in euros.
And well, in their defense, on many occasions, I blatantly told Agnes Belinda I thought she was a scammer, and continued on. When you got somebody hooked, you can pretty much tell them whatever you want.
Exactly, right. But if they're passing themselves off as an expert, writing blogs, calling people on the carpet, you should have your shit together. And she doesn't, where they're telling her it's in euros, and it doesn't even have a damn thing to do with the European currency that it's being traded against.
The problem with you is you just don't know the international rules of bank funds transfer.
who taught you that, brown cotton, stupid?
No, I got that one from Ann. I do seriously doubt you what you know, Joe. The fees for Western Union and is
Mr. Joseph.
Mr. Stupid. So it's been estimated her funds are 800,000 euro. We await your prompt response. Sincerely, Miss Sharon Welms. I respond to her, why would a bank need Western Union for a money transfer?
Lisa says, Joe, look at the Western Union.
I go, they would not.
That's the thing.
I know, but you get, you know, it's funny because you say that because it's like you look past the whole euro thing. I mean, there's just a smorgasbord of bullshit to pick from in this whole segment.
Which, by the way, is another slug line for the show. A smorgasbord of bullshit. Yes. I go, why would they need Western Union for a money transfer? They would not. And a professional banker would not write, quote, bit by bit.
Right.
Bit by bit. Yeah, here's your mortgage. Here's the mortgage balance. You're going to be paying your mortgage up bit by bit.
What's the compound interest on bit by bit?
I don't even think
watch all your bullshit grow.
I don't even think a loan shark would say bit
by
bit.
Yo, not for nothing. We're going to break your legs unless you pay off bit by bit.
What the hell is it? It goes bit by bit. Hey, Joey, why are you saying bit by bit? Who uses that?
Why is he going to pay the VIG bit by bit? I don't think so. Right.
Thing by thing.
You know, when you're paying back the bonds, you're going to pay back the interest and the principal bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
We continue. Mr. Chavin.
Number 10.
Uh-oh. I do not like to criticize people.
Really? Really?
Because everyone has their own stances. Really? Why does she want to hump Brown Cotton? Why does she still care about Parker Green? This man is real! I dare say...
God damn it!
Joe, choke on your own air.
That's right. You heard me what I said, and you know what I meant.
Joe, you'll have to forgive Joe. He had several cocks in his mouth and could not finish his sentence.
Stupid bronchitis again.
This man is real! I dare say she want to create rumor! If she still looks back to the past, she still cares about Green. What do you think? I do not want to judge people because we cannot read their minds.
Oh, dear God.
Me. Yes.
Are you shitting me?
No, that's Joe interrupting my story. Are you shitting me?
Yes, she fell for a romance scammer. She has moved on and is happily married. She does not want to hunt Cotton Brown Cotton. A lot of people looked up to you and trusted you. You recommended her to Parker Green. Green asked her for money. She recognized him as a scammer after this. You had recommended her to a scammer. As you have said, you did this with others to help them find love because the soldiers said they were too busy. This put your reputation in question.
You got a war to fight. Yeah. You can't find love. Yeah. Got to find the enemy.
Sure. This put your reputation into question. It seemed like you were knowingly feeding victims to scammers. Remember, I told you a few weeks ago if you continue this practice, I would no longer talk with you. Anyway, a lot of people felt you were fraud. I was asked to look into this. You've been kind enough to talk with me.
We didn't talk with me. But because you're an asshole and we have a radio show, we keep it going.
I feel in time you've told me more about what has gone on. I do think you hold things back, but that is your prerogative. As I told you, I've gone back and forth on what I think your motives have been. I told you if I thought you were a victim of an elaborate scam, I would try and help you. I am trying to help to sort this out. People want to know the truth about you. You tell me you want to know the truth about what has gone on and that you do not want to be attacked by anti-scammers. I'm trying to sort all this out and expose the criminals and clear the names of the innocent. People can draw their own conclusions on all this.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, yeah. Laid it up. Mr. Seven.
Oh, that blows me out of the water. I had 10. That's 11.
Agreed! They are hiding! They took the money from the victims, so they are criminals without explaining the truth. Well, what you said is true. They must take the responsibility. This is why I'm going mad! That's when I lick paint! Do you understand me? No, that's not in there.
I was like, what?
Do you understand me? This is why I post them and ask Pigbusters, that's an anti-scam site, to post them, to text them. I did insult Melvin Santos about this. Mr. Javin.
Well, that's Lisa.
When the big funds is being transferred, the bank will inform tax bureau and the beneficiary. Then the government will hold the funds, asking the beneficiary to pay for the tax clearances. This is why the bank sent mail to me like this. Maybe. I did not reply to this mail, and I never sent any money to this bank. Parker Green told me the funds would be transferred if I pay for the tax, and I refused it. From that info, I am very mad at Green. So I respond. I'm glad you did not send money. Parker Green is part of this scamming syndicate, nothing more. I can assure you a real U.S. soldier does not have time to talk to people he never met about transferring funds into various bank accounts in various countries.
Yes.
Scammers pose as U.S. soldiers because many have a good impression of our military and trusted. Also, some of these scamming syndicates are tied to terrorism. When victims learn that they have been duped, they hate the U.S. military as they believe it is a real soldier. They now have your money to fund terror and a new enemy of the United States. They win on both accounts. Think about how much you hate the military based on Parker and Miller. Parker Green and Miller. Even though they are not U.S. soldiers, you have a hard time coming to terms with that. There are many people just like you who feel the same way because of these types of scams.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why I make them. I try to inform her and our audience.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, that's a 13.
Parker Green has a daughter. He gave me his daughter Jennifer, address in London. Ugh. I lost it due to shutting down my mail. He paid for the fees, and he also sent me the details before when he was back to USA. He went to London to see his daughter. He is real. He told me he needs a wife to take care of Jennifer. He did not chat with me often, just a couple of minutes. He got injured seriously by the Taliban, and he could not contact me for 6 months.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. If that was an actual true thing, that would not be funny at all. But it's like, oh, so she only...
You hate our troops.
She only, I know, right? She only spoke to him a few minutes, but he is real. She's convinced of this.
This is why Jennifer contacted me. I was so sad about this. I cannot say anything about this, because you had better ask him. I go, and these are all standard tactics by scammers. There is nothing unique in that story. Not one thing.
Yeah.
She goes, she said, but why not ask her to show the mail contents to you? Talking about the victim. I did show the whole to you. What do you think? I think you still have some questions in your mind about these people. In fact, I had experiences of doing simple HP, and this is why I know how to bust the scammers. I had good experiences of making videos. That is true. I just wanted to help the people. Please, go to see the Interpol official site. There are no more arrests about the scam. It is sad. I do not report the criminals to them for a while. So she's taking all credit for anybody who's been arrested.
Well, what's the HP?
I don't know.
Oh.
Hewlett-Packard.
Mm.
That's what I was thinking. She has experience in laser printers?
Maybe.
Okay.
Now, Interpol focuses on the real heavy criminals. It is me who did the report about the scam, which is involved in the political issues and terrorists. And she gives me a link to the Interpol site. The war will happen soon. It'll be from Russia or Ukraine due to the serious scam and the terrorists are raising funds. I respond. So now we got terrorism involved. We got all the... There's a war coming.
Yeah.
I go, I've spoken to a victim about Green. I've spoken to her often. She's come on my show. At one point, you had a lot of scammers and fans based on your work. That is why when allegations about you came out, people were very upset. I had heard of you, but was unfamiliar with your work. She goes, well, you know, I'm trying to give her some validity.
Yeah.
She goes, in fact, I do not chat with him anymore. After Begin told me about Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Melvin Santos. Brown Cotton also told me he got injured, seriously, and then I never chatted him. I'm not sure if he read the mails. Brown Cotton also asked me to send the dating site to Green, because Green wanted to look for a wife. I never send him the dating sites. Then I stop CC to them. I do not contact them anymore. So you know, we got this soldier who she's only talked to for a few minutes. He can't... What dating sites?
Yeah, wait a minute. So now she's the one who sent the girl who was scammed to Green, right?
Yes.
And she's saying he was looking for a wife. She only spoke to him a few times, and she was ready to send somebody off into his clutches?
But we've already established they've spoken a lot.
Yeah. So what is she talking about?
I go, he asked for the dating site so they could troll for new victims. That's what they do. They go on the dating sites. So she's talking about the victim, and Anne's talking about the victim. Ask her to open the mail contents. I do not trust her words. She is maybe lying. Thanks. I do not lie, because it is open conversations. I do not need to hide. I did send you the mail contents. Please show the proof. I go, what specifically do you want me to ask her?
Open the mail contents. What does that mean?
I don't know. She go, I told you I never sent him any dating sites in Japan. My coworkers are hardworking. I have to take responsibility for introduction. This is why I never sent him any info or introduced my coworkers to him.
Okay, so she so.
But she doesn't trust them in that way. Why is she trusting them with a lot of other stuff?
Or why did she send this girl that was scammed by him to him, but she wouldn't send her coworkers? Because they're hardworking? What the hell?
So I go, but you did send the victim to him.
Yeah.
You did tell me you were sending others to him. When was the last time you spoke to Brown? Ask her to show the truth that Green asked her money, the real mail. We need the evidence. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there you go. Now it's 14.
14.
Please expose every bank for Melvin Santos. I will see how they can deal with the situations. I really need your help, and it's good to fight for the victims. I want to see how Interpol reacts, and I'm going to send facts to Interpol this weekend after finishing my job. I saved the documents in my USB drive, I guess. I will do it soon. One Japanese big company sent the facts to the Interpol head office, and now Interpol also doing arrest of illegal medicine transactions.
But
what?
I don't know. And then she continues. She does not know what the victim is saying. Ask her to show the mails. That's enough. You can see her lies.
Show the mails.
I go, Anne, for one moment, be objective. We know these people. What?
That's one of the funniest things you've said this whole conversation. Anne, be objective.
We know these people you are dealing with are liars. I know in the past the victim has been honest with me in other manners. You know I've been forthright and honest with you. Why would she lie about this? That being said, I will let you know what she says.
Yeah.
She goes, I did not send any Japanese women to Green. I did consider to introduce one coworker to Green, but he must come to Japan. If he does not come, I won't. This is why I never send them any Japanese women to Green.
Oh, but now this the original the victim that
she's American.
She's American. Yeah, it's okay to shove the Americans under the bush, but no Japanese.
Yeah. I say, nationality does not concern me. It is a problem that any woman was sent to Green. I know you dislike American soldiers. I must ask, do you hate all Americans at this point?
Interesting.
Thank you. Mr. Davin.
Oh, 15.
On February 8th, the last one. See the conversations between me and Brown. I do not contact Miller and Green for months. All the info is offered by Brown Cotton only. Eric Bohr does not contact me after he sent me the message. Ask Mr. Davin to invite Begin, then never mails from Eric Bohr. So this is the conversation between her and Brown. She asks, how is Miller? If his blood pressure is too high, it is no good. He will be in danger. I am studying this today. I will work at the nursing home to take care of old people, or the people will get stroke. We will support them. I don't know. Brown goes, yes, I sent a message to him and waiting for his reply. Jackson goes, he is stubborn. All of you are the same. This new job changes me a lot. Maybe this is my turning point in life. I like the new job. I hope Miller is fine. Brown says, yes, he will. She says, I do not contact him. I did tell him about this. Brown goes, please contact him. I beg you. Anne goes, no, because it's no good. I did tell him. Recently, I studied some medical treatment in Alzheimer's. I see some truth. This job changes me a lot. The victims are suffering. This will influence our thinking or make us suffer from depression or PTSD. This depression will make us sick. My friend gets cancer and she's fighting and she talks to me on the phone, but she seems to be very positive. I am sad for all this. I think sometimes we forget what we said. We need the true evidence.
I am just not sure what Alzheimer's and her friend having cancer have to do with anything.
The girl's rambling.
Yeah.
I go, what was I supposed to be invited to? Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow. That's 16.
I do not have any racial discrimination. All we are human beings. I just do not like the wars around the world. I did insult UN some issues. USA want to help other countries, but USA should understand other countries' culture and education. It is not USA's responsibility. UN should take it. But some policy or judgment from USA are not exactly right. U.S. soldiers are doing this life job. They are also victims because many soldiers get killed in those war zones. It is sad. UN should find the ways to solve the problems. USA will face the crisis if you do not withdraw the military. Be back. I'm afraid Russia and China will get together. This is how the war will start.
Okay, so she has some theories.
Not that far-fetched.
No, she's not.
No, she does understand that part of the world.
One more thing. Over 65% of the population in the world is Islamist. If you see the whole situations around the world, it is a never-ending war, and it happens to the Islam world. USA makes efforts to work on it. What is the result? More and more soldiers get killed. Sad. It's kind of on point.
Yeah, she is.
Let's see if my voice will get me through this.
It's kind of frightening when she is on point, you know? But then she's just... really does get the point of some of the issues. I mean, like world events, she's just not she's not completely off her rocker.
Because her irrational side takes over.
Yeah.
And you have two sides of people, your emotional side and your rational side, which will make complete sense. But when something is emotional, it should just be totally irrational.
Off. Yeah, yeah. Kind of sad she can't keep on track there.
All right, we continue. This scam also starts from Nigeria. Most of them are Islamists, and their profiles are talking about the war and the past history, the hatred of the Western world because they educate the next generations that Western people stole their natural source, and the 419 scam is payback to the Western world. This scam can destroy the Western world economy. Of course they can raise the funds to create war. This is the war to attack USA and back to destroy USA, UK, and France. It is sad. Some people are greedy and want the power to dominate the world. I have no answer to this because I am not a politician. Just sad for the next generations without peaceful world or good environment for them. She's on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, she's saying a lot of truth right here.
Well, like Lisa said, she has very small seconds of clarity. And I just answered her, yeah.
Another slug line for the show.
when she generalizes, she's very to the point and very articulate and very smart. When she generalizes or surmises a situation,
yeah,
which is not you know, which doesn't, you know, which is not part of what she's going through.
Right.
Which will, you know, so, you know, which was very on point. But when it gets back to hurts it with Brown Cotton and IC3 and all this, it's like
she's so emotional about it.
She snaps her wheels.
Yes.
She's not a, she's an intelligent woman.
Right.
She's just a very confused woman that refuses to come to terms with reality.
But it's easy. It's easy to forget how intelligent she is. We're sitting here going, oh, my God, she's not seeing the forest for the trees. She's delusional about this, like you said, because she's so emotionally caught up in it and afraid to be proven wrong after, like, spending this much time and energy and emotion on it. But, I mean, but then all of a sudden you have these moments of clarity where we're like,
yeah,
damn, she understands
why some of
the,
yeah, why some of this stuff hits home is my mother was one of the most intelligent women there was.
Mm-hmm.
But when she broke up with this one guy, she just got obsessed in finding out why and this, that, and the other thing. And she just turned into this irrational person.
Yeah.
When it came
yeah.
to that. So I know firsthand where somebody that's articulate, very well read, very smart, very educated, will get into something emotional and you will just sit there and with them and go, what are you doing? Just drop it. Forget. I cannot do it. I have to. Do you realize? I go. I sat. It wasn't a scammer, but it was a situation where some. You know, I think my mom had a nervous breakdown over this, and she was not rational.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I sat there firsthand. My aunt and I discussed this. You know, when we get together, and I could see it in this woman here.
Yeah,
you know, I saw it firsthand.
I understand because you know, as Davin heard the whole story, you know, and you've heard bits of it. My roommate went a little off the rails, mm-hmm. and she was very intelligent, and she was a good read of people normally, and you know, up on current events and the world, and this one issue, she just had this crazy. Well, it didn't seem crazy at first, but it became really irrational and crazy. She had, you know, was so afraid of being abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
That she stopped being able to see rationally, and I think she went off the rails there. So it's like you can see how it's easy to miss how smart she is when she sounds so dumb, going, "Oh yeah, Brown Cotton, this, that, and the other thing." But it's like she's just lost the plot.
She could have also cut and pasted, but we'll go on.
Oh, you think she stole it from somebody else?
I don't know. I mean, there is that possibility.
Well, it was so on point, though. It knocked
That's
us both.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it knocked us both off.
I don't know, though. Well, let's go on.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, boy.
You are the one who maybe can stop the scam and war. I am happy to know you. Thanks a lot. Finally, somebody appreciates my power.
Wait, did she say you could stop the scam and war?
Uh-huh.
What?
I'm Captain America, bitches! Behold, Mr. Davin!
You're going to stop World War III, you! Sorry.
Hey, I've done a lot of cool things. I ruined a lawsuit, didn't I?
Well, I don't know if you've been reading the paper overseas. Get a stepping.
Wow.
I'm taking my time.
Are you keeping Russia and China from getting together to clobber us?
We're in talks.
Okay.
I respond. I don't think I could stop the scam war. I can work to educate as many people as possible so that they will no longer fall victims to these scams.
Yeah.
That will curtail things for sure. Happy to know you too. Smiley face.
Mr. Kissinger!
Mr. Davin!
Oh, no, another one? Wow.
I want to see how long these idiot people can hide or keep silence. I will expose everything! Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, and James Miller. This is what I can do now! They must take their responsibility. I respond. People who take responsibility for their actions have a conscience. These people have no conscience.
Right.
Do not get your hopes up that they will admit a thing. They have already moved on to the next victim in all probability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, do not forget their mail address, too. Thank you so much.
Don't forget their mail address? Because what? Christmas is coming? What?
I don't know. Mr. Davin, let's wait for the reply from the victim. If she cannot offer the evidence, she is lying! We need evidence. I do not believe her the whole. Because sometimes she is lying in some ways. Did you just call her a hole?
A hole? That's what I thought. I don't believe her that hole.
I said, I have screenshots of a Facebook conversation where you were asked if you love Miller. You said yes. In the past, you said you never loved him. I have that screenshot along with somebody else who knew you while saying you love Miller. You've denied this to me. I can't help you if you're not completely honest with me and yourself.
Oh.
Who is Gary? Why not tell? Why did you
who
tell?
Who's Gary?
Who's Gary?
It was from somewhere. I don't know.
Gary. The fuck is Gary? Where did Gary come from?
I don't know.
I'm apparently asking the same thing.
Why did you tell the victim that Miller and Green paid a lot of money for you? What evidence other than their word do you have of this? Like, that Miller and Green paid, remember they
yeah,
said
they
paid?
Yeah, do you have a receipt?
And then she goes, by the way, I want to see how victim explained how she got to know Green. She told me she wanted Green and Miller. I want to know who would take the responsibility. If she said that I sent Green to her, please ask her I sent Green to her. She's crazy! She wants to get attention! Don't you see it? And she's something. She continues, I am waiting for the true evidence. Look forward to the result. Then she continues, Mr. Davin!
That's she 20. Is on fire. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, March 11th was a busy day.
Wow.
I shut down old... Yeah, tell me about it. I shut down old Yahoo Mail so I cannot go back to Yahoo! If victim lies, I'm going to open the truth to you. I do not want to hurt people. I do not want to get hurt. Anyone to get hurt? I do not expose them, but only these stupid people, Eric, Bohr, Brown, Cotton, Green, Miller, Jennifer, Mickey, Minnie, Dunn. No, I'm sorry.
I was like, wait, I missed those.
I was on a roll.
Gary.
Green swore to me that he never asked Ron the money. He also reported the victim. I really do not know the truth, but I know the victim asked me to introduce Green and Miller to her. This is her who asked me, so I want to see how she said to you, I am waiting for the true evidence. Thanks. Yeah.
So I've been lying to you all this while.
If you need the evidence, I will show you the true conversations between me and victim. I still keep silent because I think some people are lying. Warning! This woman will spoil your radio show. Now hold on, we'll do
what?
That ourselves.
What? Yeah.
I know who spoils our radio show, and it ain't this one.
Stop looking at me.
I'm sorry, Pip. Couldn't help it. I'm sorry to tell you the truth because this woman lies about funds transfer. I will tell you some real funds transfer among the banks. Please, watch out. So then I reach out to the victim.
Okay, good.
I ask her, can you send me the email where Green asked you for the money? You might have sent it already, not sure. Jackson wants the proof. Edit out any personal info in your email address. I will send it to her as an attachment. She responds, he never sent me anything by email, only Messenger.
Oh, okay.
I go, do you have that?
You have screenshots?
She goes on an archive disk somewhere. I go, she goes, I'll see if I can find it. Might take a few days. They are at my mother's. I go, okay. And then I asked her if she heard the show. So that was March 11th.
Oh. Wow. Wow. So now.
It was a lot.
Yeah, but it's so crazy how Anne doesn't seem to have a lot to validate her claims. Like, you know, oh, they said that they sent money for you. It's like, well, where's the receipt? How do you have any proof that actually happened? But then she's like, let me see the victim's emails. Open the emails.
She doesn't hold Miller and Green and Santos and Brown. She doesn't hold them to the same standard that she's holding the victim to.
She's victim blaming.
Because
Damakazi. I mean,
excuse me. Because the victim doesn't affect her as much as these, you know, these other characters do. She's not realizing that she's, like I said, she feels they're incompetent. She's not recognizing or admitting that they're fake.
And she doesn't want to recognize her own guilt in sending this woman to them.
Right. The victim is real, correct?
Yeah, we interviewed her on the show.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. Mm-hmm. Noted. All right. How about the other guys, Brown, Cotton, ICB, fake? All right. So to admit to the victim and call her accountable, she's got nothing to lose.
Right.
It's a real person. She's legitimate.
Yeah.
However, these other characters, to call them to task and go with the hinge that they're not real, they're incompetent, but not real, could destroy her, emotionally destroy her.
She spent so much time and that's, on
yeah, and that's why she is roughhousing the victim, but she's giving these other guys leeway because she doesn't have anything to lose with the victim,
well,
emotionally.
It's kind of like when you're married and or going out with somebody.
Somebody puts cans and shit in the bed and up at 1 o'clock in the morning, turn the place into Grand Central Station, and it comes in, it looks like the Berlin airlift is coming through your front door. Sorry. All right, never mind.
You find yourself in the
really?
You find yourself at 3 a.m. to take a baseball
up
bat
against
to
the
a
clock,
can.
You want to go into that rant?
Yeah. Right.
You find yourself at 3 a.m. taking a baseball bat to a can of peaches for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
You know, just like those sort of things happen to you. No, but I was saying that, you know, if you have like, you know, you have a spouse or, you know, somebody that you're going out with and they cheat on you. And then instead of, like, using my scenario, instead of me going after my husband, I start beating the tar out of the and questioning the woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. I think you're missing the plot here.
Yeah.
He's the one you should be talking to.
Right.
Not that she's, you know.
Well, that's that, you know, that how you
Queen
used to
of
have
May, as you'd
you know,
say.
You know, like you had a girlfriend, she cheated, so I'm going to kick that guy's ass.
Yes.
But you're going
Same
the wrong,
thing.
You're going the wrong source.
No, because it's easier to go after that other person who you feel has wronged you than to go and have that all that emotional baggage
that analogy,
with the person that owes you something.
That analogy is absolutely correct. I'll tell you why. Because basically, the person, let's say you're going, you know, you're going out and Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Helix and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Helix is cheating and some girl. This girl is a real. It's legit.
Yeah,
is she cheating? This it's tangible, okay?
Right.
So to go to her, you're going to this tangible thing,
yes.
and go, you know, bitch, stay away, blah blah blah. But Mr. Helix, you don't want to come to terms that he did that.
Yes.
So
yes.
you're bypassing him,
yep.
not going to that where it could be over at that, and going to the thing that's most tangible,
yeah.
and identifying that, and it's exactly the same thing that
mm-hmm.
she's doing.
Yeah,
Ann Jackson is doing here with the victim.
It's much more frightening to go
right,
after your spouse, or in her case,
right.
the who she thinks are really the resources
right, the
at
victim,
the agencies.
Right, the victim is a tangible thing to go
mm-hmm.
after.
Easier
these,
target.
Yeah, an easier target, more tangible.
Yep.
Where these people, if I go after them, there is that possibility that all of this is true,
yeah.
and it is a sham, and I screwed up, and mm-hmm. I misled people, and I claimed I was an expert, and don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and I owe people, I owe my employees money, I owe my students money, and I've got my foot in cow shit. So that's why they wouldn't do, you know, and that's where
yeah.
she is with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, it's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff covered. Action-packed show.
20 Mr. Davins. Holy crap.
Nobody got it. Who was closest?
Joe was. He had
15.
Yeah,
when it was 15.
Yeah, boy, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, let's thank some folks, shall we?
Yes, please.
Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. They are doing some really cool self-defense. You don't even have to be a part of go to the school. But, you know, it's like $30, and you, like, really learn some kick-ass self-defense techniques. So I definitely recommend going on the website.
Literally kick-ass.
Yeah, finding out about that. And kudos to my daughter. She just graduated to red belt.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah, she's quite
Hi-ya!
The little. And she had a very good graduation. She's quite the little martial artist. Thank you.
She's going to kick our asses when we try to come in here, Joe.
She is. Well, she should. Thank you, Family Martial Arts.
Thank you.
Francesco's. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef
yes.
owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. Feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. And now is the time of the year where you want to book that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're for an office, if like you're in charge of the office party, you want to call up Francesco, see if you can get that done.
And they have such good food.
Yeah, they do.
Mm.
Francesco's features off-site catering as well, so even if you want to do it at your office. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can go to their website, francescos-restaurants.com, and of course, ask about their next comedy show. Another place with great food, Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which, of course, is the potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can take care of it. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-style deli is great for you when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or catered. Again, you can't go wrong. You want to have your holiday party catered by these guys. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them, 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call, 845-
Sorry.
845-469-8505. And of course, if you're a vet or a fan of Davids, then you get 10% off. Size Pudding Productions, now's a good time to hire a comic. I'll be doing one of these parties tomorrow. Or if you need a band or a Santa Claus or a DJ, give us a call. Side split, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. And, of course, sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, anything for Mr. Helix this week?
No, not this week.
Joe?
I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Friday, the 28th, in Belmore, New York. Go to Gubs.com for showtime information. It'll be an 8 o'clock show. Saturday, I will be in Childs, Pennsylvania at the Meredith Hose Company on 100 Main Street in Childs, Pennsylvania. Come by. It's going to be a great show. Got a couple of great acts in that show, including myself, obviously. And check out...
Is it me? Am I back?
No.
I'm not back?
No, it's Father Paul.
Another guy who I asked you to get me in with.
I thought you were in with him.
No, I'm not.
All right, don't yell at me. I thought you were. I'm sorry. I will. I thought you were.
Yeah, I've spoken to the guy. I've been recommended to him.
I thought you were in with him. Put a good word in. I didn't know that.
It's pitiful.
I'm not pitiful.
All his good memories of comedy, all the tours I've brought him on.
But here's the deal. Thought you've worked for him.
Never.
All right, I will put a good word in this weekend.
Hold my breath on that one.
Oh, stop.
Tomorrow I'll be doing a private, and I probably won't get there because it's going to be snowing like a mofo, so you don't care about that. But
Devil be in a snowdrift.
Yeah,
performing to the street workers.
Oh, it's but Friday I'll be in Freehold, New Jersey at the American Hotel. For tickets, call 732-431-3220. 732-431-3220. And Saturday, I'll be in Greenwood Lake at the Emerald Point. I am told it is sold out.
Wow.
But I'll be there, so if you got a ticket, cool. If not, you know, sometimes they get like last-minute cancellations. I'll be with Larry DeFelice, who's a frequent contributor to our show.
Mm. Larry.
Does a lot of the great voices and characters you hear. And Jerry Shack. For tickets, call 845-477-2275. 845-477-2275. So this has been fun, kids.
Yeah.
Want to wish everybody who celebrates a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy belated Thanksgiving to our Canuck friend in the chat.
Yes.
Have you celebrated earlier?
Yeah. It's a different holiday for
us.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's right, because they're not American.
We want to tell
it.
American.
Oh, stupid.
If you are a couple, you know, listen, it's the holiday season. We want you to be safe.
Yes.
If you're in Missouri, stay in your car. Travel quickly. And if you're a female and the cause comes a knock, and keep the door locked.
So, no pudding is worth it.
No pudding is worth it.
Just keep it closed, you see.
So, on that note, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you next Tuesday. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one, you see.
Either way, keep on listening.